What?
Start it out.
Welcome back to Rippin' Up.
That's
with
right.
Fiona Colley.
And Matt Friggin' Taylor.
Yeah.
That's my actual middle name.
Hey.
Friggin'. My parents smoked meth.
All right.
Weird start.
Weird start.
But hey, we're ramping up.
We're doing it.
We're ramping up.
Hey guys, we get married. We'll already be married by the time this comes out, actually.
Yep.
Yeah. One clap for me, and you better be clapping online while I'm clapping. Nope.
No.
Nope. 7 minutes. All right. I mean, I'm excited. I'm stoked. The wedding, this wedding planning is, it gets very intense the week of. I don't know if anybody else has ever been married.
Day 4 is the worst day ever.
I mean, my tuxes still aren't ready.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
I called and they like gaslit me.
The way people talk to Matt,
it's
I'm
depressing.
Like, the way I lose.
Low battery.
Well, we're just going to go off my phone this round, I guess. I knew I forgot to charge it. We've been moving back and forth.
I was like, was that? Yeah. I wish my wheelchair did that.
That would be nice. All right.
Later.
The tux.
Oh, yeah. So I call him like, hey, it's week of. Just wondering, you know, if you might have the tuxes ready. And they're like, what's your name? I'm like, yeah, you probably need that. It's Matthew Taylor. With the Taylor Colley wedding. And they're like, oh, well, we sent you a text saying it was almost ready. I'm like,
yeah,
right. How? That's why I'm calling to see if it is like ready now, because that text was 2 days ago. And they're like, no, we'll send you a text and let you know when it's ready. I'm like, okay, but it is just a week of. Like, well,
like,
we'll have your tux ready 4 days from the wedding. I'm like, that feels like crunch time.
And it's also
for me for the
4 days.
For me, it's 4 days. For them, it's for the groomsmen, it's 3 days. I'm like, dang, Men's Warehouse. I'll drop that name. It's so. I feel like Men's Warehouse definitely does gaslight the hell out of you.
Yeah,
they'll be like, oh, do you need a tuxedo? Like, it's gonna be $400, and you're like, to rent? And they're like, yes. And you're like, how much is it to buy? They're like, $180. And you're like, okay, I'll just buy the tux. Like, we don't have any tuxes available for sale. You're like, then why would you even say that?
Yeah, that's crazy. I recently just got a tie there, and they showed me where all of the ties were, and then I found more.
Oh, they lied to you?
Yeah, I mean, they could have been a common thing, but I was just like,
did you go to the warehouse
no
part? Oh my God! There's a whole tie factory
no
back
effort
here.
Is like what, like kind of what I'm saying. Like they were just like, yeah, and I was like, is this all I'm looking for? You know, whatever. They're like, that's all the ties we have. I just walked around the store and
I ended up in the back rooms of Men's Warehouse. It's like, yeah, you're not supposed to be back here. You see like a bunch of like kids working on suits. Like, oh, so that's how they get them done so slowly.
Well, I feel like. We're interacting with so many vendors and people that are supposed to have specific jobs. I feel like we're living in, what's that movie,
Idiocracy.
It feels like everyone's like, duh.
Yeah, I don't want to sit there and name drop this entire episode,
but
good Lord, this week
crap
has been stressful.
And we it's just like people not doing anything.
No. Just not, they're ghosting us the week of, and you're like, what's going on? But I've got a lot of fun stuff I'll share after the wedding. Let's just get through this. Enjoy the greatest day of our life. Last night was awesome.
We had so much fun.
I hope this starts a tradition of, people probably already do it, but wedding week, you set up a lot of fun events. Like I wanted to this week to be very enjoyable. So we went to a concert last night, Leisure, and they're our new favorite band. They were amazing.
Yeah.
Then we got ripped and went and got burgers at Shulman's after that. And that was fun. And then Wednesday, we're going to see the Red Clay Strays in Huntsville.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That rules.
I'm so excited for that.
Yeah. I bet they'll be great live. I've always said that.
I've heard they're amazing live. That's
the songs I listen to of them are it's not them actually performing live, but it's them all together as a band live. It's not like the studio version. It's still, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? I love their music.
They're so good. You know, they originally, another name they were going to have was Brandon Lane and the Hurricanes, which is a cool name. I like that. But Brandon Lane is the lead singer, and they probably know who you are. We need to try and sneak backstage.
I'm not much for sneaking.
You just don't do it in reverse.
Shit. I think I made that joke somewhere before that felt familiar.
You can't sneak in anywhere.
They always hear me coming. Oh, yeah. I made that joke on Kill Tony once.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, that new chair by Super Handy, you don't hear coming. It scares the heck out of me all the time.
I will say, they sort of like loosely sponsor me. And they like, their customers are, okay.
Yeah, they custom painted a wheelchair for you.
Yeah, they painted a wheelchair white.
Yeah.
And sent it to me for free.
That's super cool.
They should have painted it off white. 1 point. Come on now. Forgot about that part, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, got one.
I thought we were going to be nice.
Was it a surprise?
No, I asked.
Oh, okay.
No, they were very nice. They're awesome.
That's very cool.
Very quiet chairs, too. I'll be doing something, and she'll suddenly be right behind me and scares the hell out of me.
Broken down. All my other chairs broke down all the time.
Yeah. You were getting the, and I'm only saying this because it's where they were from, the Chinese ones on Amazon. They're nice and fast. Boy, they don't have a governor on those things. I remember that one being real fast. But they burn out.
And
like
back when I
was. Yeah. You just hear it go. Yeah, but I mean, 0 to 60 in 17 seconds. I guarantee you.
Yeah, but the most uncomfortable, and they would just break all the time.
Yeah, and when you're out of town, that's a nightmare.
Yeah,
even when you're in town, never fun.
Any town, honestly.
Yeah.
But
have you been watching Love Is Blind?
No, I have not.
It's funny because they have someone literally going blind this season.
That's fun.
She has the she has retinitis pigmentosa, which is a degenerative eye disease that some people also have. Who, Matt? Me. Thanks for asking.
Yep.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I don't talk about it.
What's your time?
Just because men, you know?
Sing or talk about RP.
Yeah, I don't sing and I don't talk about my degenerative eye disease.
2 points.
Yeah.
Also, so what's your timeline?
That's the thing is like you go, I remember I was like 27 and I was driving down the interstate and like I was rubbing my left eye and then I was like, oh my God, I can't see the rearview mirror out of my right eye. So I was like, and I put my hand up there. I'm like, I have a blind spot in my eye. And then, like, I was, like, rubbing this, and I was like, it's in my left eye, too. So I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, my retinas are detached or something. So, yeah, everybody do a quick field check. Yeah, there you go.
Wait, I can see this.
Close an eye.
Yeah.
So if I close my eye, like, I can see, I can see, I can't see, I can't see, I can't see, I can see, I can see. Yeah, and same here. I can see, I can see, I can see, can't see, can't see, can't see, can't see, can't see, can see. Yeah, can't see, can see. That's what they should have called it. 1 point.
Shit, I have crushing.
So I got diagnosed at 27. I go to the eye doctor, and they're like, I know, you really peaked it right there. I go to the eye doctor. I just go to like an optometrist, and they're like, oh, I think you have a retinaschisis, which sounds like a STD for your eyes. And I was like, okay, well, what do we do? They're like, oh, you just have to get surgery to get your retinas reattached.
Sounds like what would happen if someone queeped in your eye.
Yeah. Give her a point. Nice. That dang sloot gave me retinaschisis. That's the last time I sit over that glass table, under the glass table. And take away a point. Lost it. So I'm like, okay, so I have to go to like an a retina specialist, Tennessee Retina. They're awesome. So they run tests and they're like, oh, good news, you don't have retinaschisis. I'm like, that's great. They're like, bad news, you have retinitis pigmentosa. And I'm like, that sounds kind of cute. What is that? And they're like, oh, it's a degenerative eye disease. And I'm like, I don't, that's a big word. You're going to have to tell me what that means. And they go, well, it means you're going blind. And I was like, oh, like how fast? They're like, I don't know. You could go completely blind in a year, or you could be fine until you're 90. So I have these big old blind spots in my eyes that are just like slowly getting bigger. But so far, they've just stayed like in that, like picture in my eye has like four quadrants. They've just stayed in these upper quadrants. They haven't like showed up anywhere else yet, which is good, I think. But I live every day in fear, and I'm always just like if you see me doing this, it's because I'm like, oh no, do I have a new spot? But my little brother got diagnosed with it too, and his is more progressed than mine. But God, he handles it with grace. I complain all the time.
No,
any chance.
You don't.
I'll put it on a podcast out for the whole world to know. Zach would just keep it to himself and die blind.
What am I?
Huh?
All I do is complain about my shit.
So my brother doesn't really complain. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see in post.
I'm a cripple leading the blind.
Cripple leading the blind. Yeah. It is. Like,
that's our tour name.
Yeah. Cripple leading the blind. She's going to have to help me out on stage, and then I'm going to have to help her out on stage.
It'll be confusing. I'll be your eyes. You be my leg.
Yeah, I love that.
That's love.
And, you know, we got our new place, so you're going to see us eventually walking, or take away a point.
Yeah.
You're going to eventually see us going to Zany's, and it's just going to be her leading me with sunglasses on.
He'll be
hanging onto the back of her chair, which is nice. Trying to picture that now.
It's
crazy.
Terrifying. He got diagnosed at 27, and the exact same year I was diagnosed with Lyme disease.
Yeah.
I was 18 because I'm young and beautiful.
I was 27 back in my... I probably had a chin strap still.
Oh, God.
It wasn't my best face.
Yeah.
I don't think I had a chin strap at 27, but I did have one. We'll put it up maybe. I don't know. Who cares? Take away a point. Oh, I'm self-sabotaging this win.
Was it like the pencil line? Is that what
it was?
Talking?
A little thicker.
Okay.
I couldn't get it that thin. But yeah, I had a chin strap. No, anything up here. Just and honestly, crushing it with the chin strap.
No one.
I mean,
you.
Ladies
not
could
person.
Stay away.
Yeah, they really could though.
No, they couldn't. Did. I could catch them. With my
chin strap,
I was more aerodynamic because I was bald.
What was your chin strap pulled down if you had no hair?
No, I had hair. Nice. Nope. Not getting one.
Come
no,
on!
No, no. Dang it. It's funny because once I got rid of the chin strap was when I started losing my hair.
It
just goes, dude, I'll just get down one strap all the way. But the joke that I had in my head was like, oh, it was like a helmet, and the chin strap was literally keeping my hair on.
Oh, you
so when I shaved, I've never done it, but when I shaved it, my hair went. And I was like, oh, it was holding my hair down.
The joke I just said. I've never done it.
I've never done it. Look, okay, yeah, I'm workshopping jokes on the pod now. It's an all-time low. Man. I do have a new joke, courtesy. She tagged the hell out of one, and it's been crushing.
It's so good.
It's very fun. You have to come to a show to see it. And, but yeah, I got diagnosed with that. I think there's a person on Love is Blind that has it. She was advocating for it, and it was cool. Very cool to see. But the guy she's with is a douche.
Yeah, I'm really.
I think we're not that far in, but he seems pretty douchey right now.
Yeah, but on Love is Blind, there's this one guy, and he's an Asian guy, and he's so insecure about the fact that he is Asian.
Yeah, he like keeps bringing it up. He's like...
He's like a tall Asian guy?
Yeah, like a Yao Ming kind of fella.
But like, not because he's Asian. He's objectively not super good looking. He's kind of normal looking, you know?
Yeah, but he's
but
always
he's
like...
talking. It's like girl he ends up with.
Can't
it's see like
him.
stereotypically attractive blonde, like influencer attractive, you know? and you're not supposed to say what you look like. That's the whole point.
Yeah,
like,
love is blind.
You learn to love who they are before you say them.
Yeah.
Matt does this impression and it is spot like, on.
It's funny because I wish we could like cut out the part where he keeps bringing up that he's attractive. He's for an Asian. He keeps saying
I'm really hot for an Asian.
We were just making fun of him because every time he says it, he's just like, I shouldn't have said that.
Like, he'll go, you do it.
He'll be like, I don't know. A lot of people are calling me like the Asian Brad Pitt. But so we just do this impression around the house where you're like, I don't know. I'm just like really hot for like, what did I say?
Why does he do that part?
Because she's about to find out he's lying.
Like, and the thing is, if he, because on our phone, like now on my Google search, I have attractive Asian men. Because I'm like, let me see what attractive Asian men, for example, compared to this guy.
Is Yao Ming in that Google search?
No, I didn't look up very freakishly tall Asian men.
I think that guy was on Euphoria, the Asian guy in Euphoria, he's hot.
See, I think an attractive Asian man is the guy that played Liu Kang in the original Mortal Kombat. We'll put him up there. I showed him and you said no. I was like, I think so.
But you showed me a photo of him in a loincloth.
Yeah. Have you not seen Liu Kang? He's not. He's just wearing like MC Hammer pants.
Matt.
MC Hammer pants is a great handle. I might have to change my Instagram.
Point.
Yo, what up? Point. It's MC Hammer Pants.
Point.
Give me a point.
It'll change who you are, though.
Yeah. My dude, his attitude is different. MC Hammer Pants.
Okay.
But so this guy, and you know, the fella, he's just, I think he's insecure, so he's trying to like
overcompensate.
Because it's like, objectively, you're not an attractive person. It's okay. You are the attractive person in this relationship. I'm the very cool, awesome one. You know? I can't have it all. You know? A lot of things were taken from me. Height, hair, sight. Looks.
I think you're very handsome.
Keep going.
And I'm glad you're bald. I think blonde hair on grown men is weird.
I've heard that, yeah. Except unless you're Charlie Hunnam. Jax Teller.
Yo.
Yeah.
He could get it.
See, that's an attractively handsome man.
Yeah.
So to go back to the threesome question from the other week. No, he's too hot. No,
you'd
I can't have Charlie
to pick
Hunnam
a
in there.
Medium. Like
yeah.
A middle.
Do you know who Charlie Hunnam is? He is the, so have you seen the Ed Gein monster thing? It's pretty big online right now or on Netflix.
I don't believe so.
It's so.
They're doing like biopics or whatever.
Biopic. Why do you say it like that?
Is it not biopics?
Some people say biopics, like biographical pictures.
Biopics.
That's like data versus data.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, but that sounds crazy.
Which one did you say again?
Monster Ed Gein.
No, he's
a biopic.
Oh. I'm so out of it. Sorry, this whole wedding planning.
Oh, I know this guy. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Holy
yeah.
Come on.
Jeez, even just that quick shot of him, like, get him out of here.
Like, there are certain people, I'll tell Matt, like, if this fame, like, if Sabrina Carpenter, I talk about her so much.
Yeah.
If she
me too.
Hit on Matt, I would be so furious if he didn't go for it.
You hear that, Sabrina? You better not come around. Not around me or my lady. Because I would also be mad if you didn't go for it. She's like, I'm into women. I'd be like,
you gotta do it.
I'd be like, I did not see that coming, but Fiona, it is your lucky day. But yeah, objectively attractive people. And unfortunately, this guy is not. I'm sure he has other great qualities. He's tall.
But he's dumb as
we're
shit.
We're bringing it back to the guy from...
Yeah, Asian Love is Blind.
Yes.
God, Love is Blind.
Damn, you are cooking me.
Magic Mind, dude. Sponsor us. Every time I take a Magic Mind, I swear I'm on.
It's been twice.
And twice I've been on.
Back to Yao Ming, though.
Oh, and that's not his name, Aiden. God bless. We got to cancel our producer now. So the lady sees him. She's trying. And then, like, they have, like, the next day, she's like, I can't do this because they're supposed to, like, go on vacation together. Like, once you pick your person, you propose to him. And she, like, goes to meet him. And she's like, I got to leave. I can't be here. And this dude just ain't getting it.
He's
like,
so
oh, like,
stupid.
You know, we don't have to go to Baja. That's great. It's fine. We can go to Baja. He talks like this, too, by the way. Fucking. Oh, really? And
Matt.
I know. We're done. I'm sorry. We're going to bleep out a lot of this. But he talks like a frat bro. And he's
like,
just,
yeah, sick, dude.
Yeah, he's like, no, that's fine. We're good. Like, she's like, I just need to go home. He's like, yeah, we can go home.
And
she's like,
he kept going, wait, are you breaking up with me? And she was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, she's like, yes, no, no, yes, no. And he's like, okay, yeah, no, like, for sure. We're okay, so yeah, we'll stay in touch, you know. She's like, you have my Instagram.
Yeah, like, she won't even give him her number.
She's like, you can find me on Instagram. I'm like, dude, poor man, get the hint. And he's just not registering. And then at the end, he's got, like, his talking head. And he's like, did she, like, talking to the producers, he's like, did she tell y'all something different than what she told me? Man, I feel so bad now. But, and then it cuts to her, like, having a talking head sit,
like,
down.
Like, before she talked to him, and they're like, so what's going on? She's like, I'm just not attracted to him, and it won't grow. Like, I can't. Yes.
Yeah.
You
like,
see.
Tall man. Just not.
He's not ugly, but no. Like, to be like, I am a hot person is crazy.
It's like, come on, man. He could have just been like, yo, I'm just an average Asian dude, but very tall.
I like to think, I kept asking Matt, though, like, if we were on Love is Blind, if that's how we met, do you think you'd pick me? Because you can't see them. And all you can go off is their voice. And I got a weird one. And I'd have to be like, I am in a wheelchair. And you'd probably imagine.
I just hit you with the AT&T customer service. I'm like, are you sleeping right now? Oh, man. And then when we're having to leave the booths that they're in, I just hear you back up. I'm like, what's that noise?
What was that?
Well, wait, hold on. What was that beeping sound?
Nice.
Nothing. Mind your business.
It's the fire alarm.
Yeah, the fire alarm's going off over here. Sorry. It's a very quiet. It sounds like something's backing up, but it's just a fire alarm. Do you think I would do good?
Yeah, I think you crush. I would love for you to be like, yeah, they tell me I look like.
Yeah. They tell me I look like a freaking assault off Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah. Wait, you got Travis Kelce from Nikki Glaser.
I did.
That was a crazy sentence.
Allie, our wedding photographer, Allie Miller.
Yeah,
she's
amazing.
Phenomenal. If you need a photographer,
sweetest,
she's amazing.
Person,
yeah, those pictures were great. I saw
she's
right?
Awesome.
She did our engagement. Those are our engagement photos. And on one of them, Nikki Glaser posted, I thought that was Travis. Like Travis Kelce, I'm like, let's go. Posted, yeah, commented, whatever. Take a point, I don't care.
Take that point, put it on my point.
Yeah,
thank
transfer
you.
That point, dang.
Yeah, so everything's good. Shit that's stressful, it's probably bonding us because we're both mad at
we're
entities.
Cracking up so much, but so angry at the same time.
Yeah, we're not nice. Mad at each other, and that's what's important.
No, but God, what they did to me. What? They, oh, I thought I was.
Was that in your blind spot? I'm so
there, you saw a visual representation of. I saw it get here. I'm like, oh, you want me to talk to both of them?
Oh my God. Wait, my favorite, now that you've talked about it on the pod one time, Matt goes, jokingly, you go, get out of my sight. And I just go, we have
that's
fun.
So funny. You should definitely take that to the stage.
Yeah, but
somebody's
you have...
been writing.
I think I could take to this.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but you'd have to go on and talk about it before it said they understood.
Yeah, otherwise it just looks like a hate crime.
Nah, I can't do hate crimes.
I know, you can get away with it.
You've
got the
crime.
Golden ticket.
I've got the golden, yeah. Matt!
What?
I have exciting news.
What is that?
We have a really cool sponsor called Create Transport.
Create Transport? What's that?
I'll tell you what. You want to create it? You want to transport it? They'll do it. Anywhere you want. Over there? Over here now.
What do they transport?
Probably motorcycles.
Probably?
You dumb idiot. It's obviously
probably or
motorcycles.
Definitely.
And if you... would like to find them, they are on Instagram at create_transport.
Or you can reach them on the phone. That's Kyle. Hit up Kyle over there at Create Transport. That's 414-801-6108. They'll take your cycle and put it over there or to you, or they'll ship it to you. Hit up Kyle for the specifics, but... that's going to be 414-801-6108.
Wait, and for our friends that aren't on Instagram, they're on Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. Create Transport on Facebook. Get at them.
All right, and back
to
the
episode.
You want to?
We're like 30
guys,
minutes in.
Guys, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. It is time
for
Fiona Call Me.
Let's go to some calls. And you go ahead and stall while I get it brought up.
You stall while I
get
go to the calls.
Let's go and take one. Oh, no. That number is 615-547-8824. That's right. We have our own phone number. You guys can call in, leave us voicemails, and we'll play them right here on the pod. You need some advice? Ask us. Will we give good advice? No. But we'll try. Or if you just have some crazy story, if you have anything, we got it right here.
I am, yes. Smelling salts.
Oh, you want the smelling salts? The new ones? Okay. Well, I thought we were going to do...
a little ASMR. All right.
Yeah. That's the shit I do like. That's the shit
stronger.
You really gotta shake them.
Gotta shake that stuff up. All right.
All right, let's
get
it.
Let's get our first call. Let's see.
Now that we're ready.
The thing died, so I'm just gonna do it on my phone. Why are you doing this to me? Now it just disappeared. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I quit. Take all my points away.
Hey guys, this is OG Ramptard Trucker Tim Ackerman calling in with a question. So, Fiona, what is your secret to your makeup routine? It's obvious that you don't need much, but it's always on point, and I would think with your FA, it might make it a little trying to get it just right, so... do you have a person who does that for you, or what kind of magic are you working back there? Also, same question for Matt. Love you guys. See ya.
Okay, Tim!
Hi, Tim.
We what up, Tim? Timmy Ackerman, number one Patreon.
Literally, such a good question, and thank you for the compliments. Holy guacamole. What the heck? Thank you. Okay, I do my own makeup. Oh, I think the FA makes it really hard. The hardest part is mascara. Like, because if you mess that up, you're, like, poking yourself in the eye.
You end up like me.
I don't know if there's a trick. Like, what I do, I have, like, a desk that I do my makeup at with the mirror. And I'll rest my elbows so it doesn't take me, like holding my arm in the air. You know what I mean? And I'll just bring my face to my hand that's, like, doing this.
Couple tricks of the trade.
Yeah. Thank you. And my eyeliner under is impossible to do, so I actually just use an angled makeup brush and eyeshadow, and I make it look like eyeliner, because if you fuck it up, you can just smear it, and it's perfect.
Hmm.
Try that
it's
one
very,
out, Tim.
It's very incredible to watch.
Really?
No. No, it is. It's very, very inspiring. I also, that's my inspo porn. Watching what? You do makeup. Rock hard. Made that weird.
Well, I love Tim. That was a very sweet, yeah. Sweet question.
And, yeah. Oh, my routine, guys? I just wake up.
I wake up.
And I wake them up. All right. Thanks, Tim. We're going to take another call. That was a very sweet question. Tim's a man. Let's see here.
Hey, much love. Just checking out if you're coming to New York besides Long Island in the future. I could probably look it up and not be an idiot. But I saw that there was a number and figured maybe my dumbass could be content in some way. But anyway, you guys are the best. Thank you for all the love. All the laughs. You guys are great. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for the call. That's very sweet. I was just in Long Island.
Ah, you just missed her.
I'll be back in a year, probably.
Yeah. I like that. All right, that's an easy one. I think we got an interesting one here, if I can. This might be an interesting one here.
I've been seeing this girl long term, and she's kind of chronically online. She's been doing that thing people have been saying you can do, where you put a nicotine patch on a guy when he's asleep. And it hasn't bothered me because I've been smoking for 10 years.
Yeah.
But recently I stopped smoking, but the feelings haven't changed, even though she claims she stopped doing the nicotine. So I interrogated her about it. And she said that, yeah, she stopped doing the nicotine. I kept looking in the place where she was putting the patches on before, and it's still red. So I asked her what she's been doing. Apparently, she's been microdosing me with heroin. And I really don't know what to do about this. I don't want to get the police involved because, you know, she's said to be the mother of my children. But this seems like it's going a little bit more far than, like, pregnancy crazy. So I'm just looking for some advice.
Run! Run! To the cops. Run.
I did not see that going that way.
Do you know what he was talking about in the beginning?
What? No.
So there's a thing online, and it's like the idea is if you have like a boyfriend or whatever and you like want him to be obsessed with you, every time you sleep over, put a nicotine patch on him. When he's sleeping, so he's getting this buzz or whatever.
Addicted to nicotine?
And when he doesn't see you, he doesn't know why, but he feels like shit. So he thinks, like, I have to have her around. And he doesn't realize that's because you've made him addicted to nicotine.
Is that not like a crime?
It feels like
the other one definitely is. Wait, so what's the outcome here when you're microdosing somebody with heroin while they sleep?
No.
Wait a second. He was getting microdosed with it?
With heroin while he was asleep.
I thought she was. Oh,
no, he kept waking up with like these red patches, like these red spots, and he finally asked her about it, and she's been microdosing him with heroin.
Oh, yeah, that's 1,000% a crime. I mean, obviously, because of the heroin, but like injecting it. Oh my God.
That's so scary. Run. Yeah.
I mean,
tooth police.
Now, when I don't see her, I'm literally dope sick.
I can't believe I didn't.
Throwing up and sweating. Yeah, the advice is pretty simple. Oh, but she's pregnant with his child?
I don't give a flying fuck. Get that kid out of her. Take that kid because she's crazy. And call the cops.
Get is she custody. Also doing heroin? Or, I mean, there's no way you're microdosing somebody else and not also being like, Wait, so if that's the case, then is she doing heroin while she's pregnant? Brother, I am so sorry. That, God, because then what do you call the cops? And now you're putting a pregnant lady in jail?
I don't care.
About the baby?
Get the baby out of her.
Well, you don't want to take it out too early.
Report it now so they can get custody before the kid's even out. Put her in prison. She'll have the baby in jail. And they'll give it to him.
Hey, that's free care.
Yeah.
If you have a baby in jail, that's free health care for the baby and free pregnancy.
First thing
birth.
I would recommend is keeping your distance sleep-wise, but the right behind that, but more important than that, is figure out if she is also using, because that is also your child. Like, that is a lot.
Also, this segment's brought to you by Sleep Number.
If she's willing to do that to you, dude, you need to like beware of this person. She's slowly killing you. That's what's happening.
That's the most insane thing I think I've ever heard.
I've never heard anything like that.
She's microdosing him with heroin while he sleeps. The advice is plain and simple. You call the cops. When that baby gets out, that's your baby. That's your child. It does not need to be hers. That's a level of insanity
I hope you're lying to be entertaining. But if you're not, holy fuck.
Get away.
Yeah.
Get as far away as you can. At least, never mind. I'm not going to make a joke, but yeah. Damn. Get out of there. Get that baby out of there, too. Shoo. Let's take another call.
Hey, Tiana Colley. This is Robbie. I'm from Madera, California. I have a genuine question for you. I want to know what you think about it. So, do you think Tony Hinchcliffe is gay? I know everybody makes the jokes about it, but I don't know. He seems a little zesty, but I'm not sure. You might know him a lot better than some other people. So, yeah, that's my question. Is Tony gay? And if he is, that's cool. If he's not, that's cool too, but I just want your opinion on it. Anyway, fuck with you. Have a good night. Whatever. Yeah. Fly.
I was actually afraid to play that one.
Really?
Yeah. I just didn't know.
Oh, no.
Do you think Tony Hinchcliffe is gay?
I do not think he is gay.
I don't either.
I've seen him with women that he is sleeping with. I actually heard, you might need to bleep this out, I'm not sure. I heard he is a huge dick from women he's been with. And I was like,
we're really doing a red band.
Start sex, this is about to be the best fucking night of your
Who's ready for the best fucking sex of their lives?
I think I just got a point.
Yeah, it was good.
Nope, I don't think he's gay. He plays into it because that's the world of comedy, you know?
Yeah, you go with self-deprecation.
I don't think we need to bleep that out because that's like a compliment.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be like, don't share that.
Yeah.
Please, no.
You know how in the movie Cars when they're like, you got to turn right so hard that you go left?
Yeah.
Tony's so gay, he's straight.
Oh, wow. Go fast, turn left. NASCAR. Wes, that's the NASCAR.
Okay.
What? No.
God, this has been actually a very fun episode.
I know. Mm-hmm. Good Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all the calls we're going to take because we riffed it a little too hard up top. But we got plenty of calls and we'll keep getting to them.
Where are we? Oh. It's smelling salts.
What?
What?
You're doing plug your date.
Yeah.
Or your,
no. Hey, Matt!
Hey!
Oh, my goodness. I want to tell our friends about very exciting.
What is that?
Thing. If you go to FionaCollie.com and you go to merch on there, I have a bunch of merch. And because y'all are watching Ramping Up and you support, if you use code RUP, you get 10% off.
That's
anything.
A heck of a deal.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'll probably edit the website onto this and post edit so you'll be able to see all the wonderful things on there.
Wow.
Nice.
Now back to the episode.
Hey, yeah, RUP. Before we get out of here, I will throw up my Matt's Conspiracy Corner.
Dun, dun.
Yeah. This is a fun one. And I brought it up before, the Mountain Dew conspiracy. Have y'all heard of this?
No.
Mountain Dew releases all their flavors, and it somehow lines up with, like, tragic events. Like, I, again, half-baked reading these conspiracies, but, like, I think Code Red came out, like, right after 9/11. But the other ones are coming out before these events happen. Like, there was like a tropical one that released, and that happened before like a tsunami that happened. LiveWire or whatever came out like right before the fires in Maui or the fires in Hawaii. And then like the Patriotic one that they released came out before like something else that happened. I really should have. All of these flavors are getting released.
Why would they?
Before.
Why? Like. Why?
They know. They're like the Simpsons of soda. They predict all these things that are going to happen by releasing their flavors. I think one just came out right before the floods in Texas, too.
What is it called?
There's one coming out early of, like, January next year.
What's it called?
Okay.
Is it called Fiona Collie Walks Again?
Midnight at Taco Bell.
Dang.
Here, read that. All
right, yeah. All right. The most recent Mountain Dew flavors are Baja Midnight at Taco Bell, Honey Dew.
That's where I go. Yeah.
And Dragon Fruit at Walmart. But
what could it mean?
So Baja Midnight, would that be like there? Is this the one that's coming out?
Operation Midnight.
No, hold on. Yeah, so I think the Midnight one came out before there was like a blackout that happened. I think. I don't know.
The smile.
But look into it, the Mountain Dew conspiracy. It's very, very intriguing. And could be true. Probably is. They all are, you know? Yeah. So anyway, that's Matt's Conspiracy Corner this week. That's the Mountain Dew conspiracy. Let's look into it, guys. Let's get to the bottom of it. And that's, yeah. Hell yeah.
Bottom of the bottle.
Let's get to the bottom of the bottle. Bing. Give them one. All right. Now, we're going to head over to the Patreon. But before we do...
I want to tell you guys.
Please.
After this wedding, I'm back on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know when this is coming out, so I'll just do my November.
You should be good. Yeah. I think this will come out while we're on our honeymoon. November, added a new date.
November 9th, I'll be in Naples, Florida. Woo-hoo. November 12th, I'm in Dania Beach, Florida. November 13th, I'm in Miami. And then I go to Skankfest in New Orleans, November 14th through the 16th.
Woo.
December 16th, Louisville, Kentucky. Back it up.
December 5th through 6th.
St. Petersburg, Florida. Dang, Florida King.
Yeah.
That's two shows, baby.
Woo.
Louisville, Kentucky, December
16th.
December 17th, I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Those tickets are moving. Appleton, Wisconsin, December 18th. Those are for real moving.
Yeah. And that's how you wrap up the year. And you might have an announcement for New Year's that's going to be fun.
I might.
Possibly. But for all your tickets, go to FionaCauley.com. And to find out where she'll be, because there's other dates on there too. But it's wrapping up the year.
Yeah, baby. PianoCauley.com for all your tickets or the link in my Instagram bio. And Matt?
Shoot. RodneyCarrington.com. I'm out with him until mid-December, and then I go out with Fiona at the Louisville, Fort Wayne, Appleton dates. So if you want to see us do some shows together, that's always a lot of fun. So check that out, FionaCauley.com. And if you ain't a buster,
hype this video.
Please
hype it.
That's right.
And if you're a real one.
Really real one.
You know what? Use all your hype points on the video. You get three.
You get three of them.
Use them all. Do all three of them.
Hype us up.
I need it.
Please.
For a wedding, hype the video.
Can that be our wedding gift? Just hype the video. It's super easy. But if you really want to give us a big wedding gift,
you can join us over on the Patreon. Just patreon.com/rampinuppod.
That's RampinUppod. Got a lot of fun over there. A lot of fake ad reads, and boy, are they hilarious.
Dude. Yeah.
We do it a little different over there. So, yeah. That's it. That's another episode. We love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Mother.
You're on Do Not Disturb, so she called multiple.
Yeah, but she's... Hey, you're on the pod.
Well, you don't have a choice because you called while we were potting. What's up?
It's me, Brenda.
Why are you not laughing?
Matt Taylor, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Hang on. We'll do it this way. We'll do it live. What's up?
It's me, Brenda.
Nobody on the podcast gets that because we haven't showed it yet.
I was calling just to check in to see how the week's going, the week of your wedding.
Oh, boy, do I have so much to tell you after this podcast. Yeah. I'll give you a call back. But
okay. And did you get the video that Lucas wanted to send you?
Oh, I did. Oh. We watched it while we were at the concert, and we were dying laughing.
Oh, my
gosh. I was like, I don't think we can see this in public.
Anyway, enjoy. And again, I'm going to say, you wait till I get in touch with Leanne Morgan about my son having his wedding on the day that everybody knows is the Alabama-Tennessee game.
Listen.
Hey.
We don't celebrate.
We don't celebrate
walking or running in this household.
We love sports.
Where were you born?
Alabama.
Where?
Tuscaloosa.
And where did your mom get both her degrees?
Alabama Technical Institute.
Yeah, right. And where was your older brother? Adjunct.
I don't know.
That's what he called.
I've never heard that in my life.
He helped me teach developmental psych when I was teaching psychology 101 at Alabama. I brought him in as an infant.
Oh, that's right. And then you had to drop out because you got pregnant with me. So I'm your little PhD.
Cosmic Matt.
And where was your mother an athlete in college?
Nowhere. Alabama. Matt.
Ha, 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 ha.
Where did you have a hobby in college?
Matthew.
You just wait till I talk to Leanne Morgan. She's going to think you're out of your mind. No. Listen.
She's not going to, you know, she's not going to be there, right?
No, but I'm going to contact her and just let her know that my son is not loyal to his birthplace.
Why are you doing this on the podcast?
I better not be on a podcast.
You are. You're recording the podcast
you're
right
currently
now.
On the pod.
You just wait. You just wait. I might be in control of audio visual for your wedding.
What is that? You don't even know how to operate that. You're too old.
Matt!
I am figuring it out right now. I have got my iPad ready. I have been colluding with your future mother-in-law and your sister-in-law, Laura.
Yeah, well, if you want to be in charge of audio visual, you're going to have to get a hold of DJ Tyrone.
DJ Tyrone.
Over at Third Coast Entertainment.
Yeah.
No. Oh, really? Wow. What does he have? Does he have something
DJ.
On you guys?
Oh,
instead I've been in touch with Madeline.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yes, I have.
Very interesting.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we'll see. Hey, I did send you some photos, a whole bunch of photos to go through and see which ones you might want or not want if we do a slideshow, a photo.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, can I call you back after we finish doing this?
Yeah, no worries. I love you. Love you both. Bye, guys.
All right, love you. Bye, Mom.